Capitol Records scraps deal with AR rapper FN Mecca. Usher pushes back at Diddy's claim that R&B is dead. And Mick Jagger shares a moving tribute to Charlie Watts. It's Wednesday, August 24th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Capitol Records said on Tuesday that it has severed ties with virtual rapper FN Mecca effective immediately after being accused of racism and cultural appropriation. We offer our deepest apologies to the Black community for our insensitivity in signing this project without asking enough questions about equity and the creative process behind it, read a statement from Capitol Music Group, which is a part of Universal Music. We want to thank those who have reached out to us with constructive feedback in the past couple of days. Your input was invaluable as we came to the decision to end our association with this project. FN Mecca is an augmented reality rapper created in 2019 by Anthony Martini and Brandon Lee of Factory New, voiced by a human, an anonymous rapper Factory New has said is Black, and the character's music is said to be partly derived from artificial intelligence. According to a press release from Capitol earlier this month, FN Mecca, with more than 1 billion views on TikTok, was the world's first AR artist to sign with a major label. His debut single, Florida Water, featuring Gunna and Fortnite player Klix, was released on August 12th. Industry Blackout described its Twitter profile as a unified body of Black people in the industry committed to changing the community and demanded that the deal was terminated. While we applaud the innovation in tech that connects listeners to music and enhances its experience, we find fault in the lack of awareness of how offensive this caricature is, reads an open letter shared on Tuesday. It's a direct insult to the Black community and our culture, an amalgamation of gross stereotypes, appropriative mannerisms that derive from Black artists, complete with slurs infused in lyrics. This digital effigy is a careless abomination and disrespectful to real people who face real consequences in real life. In an interview with the New York Times, Martini blamed the termination of the deal on blogs that have latched onto clickbait headline and created this narrative. Some of the early content now, if you take it out of context, obviously looks worse or different than it was intended. Usher has pushed back on Diddy's declaration that R&B is dead. "He sounds nuts to me," the 43-year-old singer said. "It sounds crazy." Usher passionately defended the genre in an interview for Bevelations. "When I hear people say stuff like, 'What happened to R&B? R&B is dead,' it's not. R&B is timeless and it ain't gonna go away," he said. Diddy sparked a debate last week when he tweeted, "Who killed R&B?" In an Instagram Live, Diddy fumed, "R&B is mother effing dead right now. R&B is a feeling. You've got to be able to sing. You've got to be able to tell the truth. R&B is not a hustle." Diddy also lamented the use of autotune in R&B. "It took confidence away from the singer," he said of the ubiquitous voice correcting software. "If y'all out there and you all got real talent, that's what really matters." Usher said that the genre is completely timeless and he doesn't want to hear otherwise. "For those people who are living in the comment section, keep that shit there. Don't let me hear you saying nothing crazy greasy about R&B because it ain't never gonna die." Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger marked the one-year anniversary of the death of his bandmate Charlie Watts on Wednesday with a moving montage of photos. "Thinking of Charlie today," Jagger captioned the video, along with a blue heart emoji. Backed by the Stones' 1974 track Till the Next Goodbye, the montage ends with an audio clip of Jagger from his appearance last year on The Howard Stern Show. "I miss Charlie because he had a great sense of humor, and we were also outside of the band. We used to hang out a lot, quite have a lot of interesting times," he said. "We love sports, we go to football, we go to cricket games, and we had so many other interests apart from just music. But of course, I really miss Charlie so much." Watts died on August 24th, 2021, at the age of 80. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news, and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.